Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
Welcome to the Obvious Popcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, and you're listening to Shaky Graves right now. That bed music is called Safari Lounge. The artist is Shaky Graves, and it's from Uncertain Reality. You can get it on their Bandcamp site. I believe that's a download-only project. Music for films, independently made films. They did their own film fest, I guess. I don't know, but it's very cool. Love Shaky Graves. And no, they're not a country artist. I've seen them filed in the country section. Does that sound like country music to you? It doesn't to me. But we've got a great show for you today. I'm so excited. We've got some themed sets during the show today. And we're going to start off with one. All three artists are brand new records, not new artists, but new records from English artists, all from England. And we're going to start it off with one of my favorite artists who I've got to tell the story, but it's Frank Turner, who released a brand new single on Record Store Day. And it's from his upcoming album. He's got a brand new album coming out called Undefeated. And just the first single is out. It was released as a 7-inch on Record Store Day and for streaming Friday or Saturday of Record Store Day weekend. So this is a good one. It's perfect for Record Store Day because it is called Girl from the Record Shop. And it's about him, I believe, having a crush on this girl at the record shop. But anyway, listen to the lyrics. It's a fun one. Frank Turner is from the London area. Well, he lives in London now. He's from England. And he was in a punk hardcore band and then became a pop songwriter and singer-songwriter. He's going to be playing here in Minnesota in a couple of months with his full band. Can't wait. But I have a story to tell you. Record Store Day, this is a great one. I was in line at Record Store Day, and Bob Fuchs, the manager of the Electric Fetus, was standing there, and they just opened the doors and were about to let the first couple people in. And he said, first, we have somebody who wants to make an announcement. And this guy gets up, and he's holding a 7-inch record up, and he says, hey, to all in the crowd, I just wanted to get your attention really quick. I'm visiting. I'm looking forward to meeting you. And this is my new single. And I'm looking and I go, well, that says Frank Turner on it. What's he doing holding a Frank Turner album? I knew the single was coming out. I was planning on getting it. But I go, what's that guy doing? And Bob looks at me and says, that's Frank Turner. And I go, no, that can't be Frank Turner. He lives in England. He's one of my favorite artists. And he's like, no, it just happened kind of suddenly. He's here to autograph his record for Record Store Day. He's doing a promo tour here in the U.S. So I got to meet one of my favorite artists. He does a song that I've played at least once. In fact, on at least two shows, because it was Best of the Year. And during the year, I played his song a year or two ago called Mittens. It's a great track. If you haven't heard Mittens by Frank Turner, you'll hear why I think he's an amazing songwriter. The lyrics and the hooks are phenomenal, and this song is as well. So we're gonna hear his brand new single. Here it is, Girl from the Record Shop by Frank Turner.
I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. We'll screams and the four tops. She says her favorite record is Everything Sucks. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop.
Great no shot. and Cream and Gishka, and an Indian record player, an old Indian record player, yeah, yeah, yeah. To the harem sound, we play Umro John, and we watch Freak a dance on a makeshift screen in a Bollywood dream. Could be so true. Now I never knew that the feeling was true. You know, I never knew the feeling was true to that Indian record player. That old Indian record player. That old Indian record player. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Love that track. That's the brand new one from Kula Shaker, and they have a new album out. It's called Natural Magic, with a K on the end of magic. That's Indian record player from the album Natural Magic. If you haven't heard it yet, give it a listen. It's the best album Kula Shaker's done since their first record, in my humble opinion. Nothing will match that first record, but this is pretty close. Has some very great hooks on it. It's a great record all the way through. And before that, we heard a band that I just got turned on to. A friend of mine recommended them, an English band called Red Rum Club. They're from Liverpool. Six guys from Liverpool, one trumpet player in the band. They have a new album, Western Approaches, relatively new record, and that song was called Godless. The whole album is fantastic, and they happen to be touring the States, so I'm going to go check them out here in 2 weeks in Minneapolis. I can't wait. Give that record a listen. It's called Western Approaches by the Red Rum Club. That's their new album. And, of course, we started it off with Frank Turner, Girl from the Record Shop. A couple of record-oriented songs in there in honor of Record Store Day last week. Now, I can't wait to play this next track. I didn't even want to put the name of the band in the track list for the show because I was worried you wouldn't give it a chance because of preconceived notions. But you've got to hear it. If you're like me, I was speechless. I'm like, wait, this cannot be. I read a review that said it's the closest thing to Jellyfish they've heard. It's a great power pop song. And then I looked by the Guess Who. I'm like, oh, there's no possible way. I can't stand the Guess Who. The old Burton Cummings band from Canada. I'm not a big fan, I'll be honest. You know, when I've tried to listen to their music before, I'm like, wow, I'm really not into the Guess Who. But this album sounds nothing like them. And in fact, the big critique I have here is, first of all, Burton Cummings not in the band anymore. I don't know. There's maybe one original person, or maybe even not completely original. I'm not sure, but they are fantastic, and the whole record is fantastic. They put out, it's a relatively new record, I think a year or two old. It's called the Plain d'Amour, and that's the name of the record. And the song we're about to hear is called The King. Give this a listen. Give it a chance. Forget who it's by. I think they should change their name, the group name. But, of course, they wouldn't sell any records, probably, if they changed their name. But the music is fantastic. Here they are, the Guess Who with The King on the Obvious Popcast. Thank you.
sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. His simple trick of rhetoric, like blood from a finger, with a little prick, hanging scrolls, sits on his stick, and he's crying. So call up your money maker.
Call up your money maker.
And maybe he'll find a taker.
Let's go.
You're listening to episode 64 of the Obvious Popcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore. It's been a great show so far. We've had a lot of great music. We just heard The Weaklings, a power pop band. They have a new album out called Raspberry Park. The song is Like We Used To, and I love that track. Of course, The Weaklings features Glenn Burtnick, the great Glenn Burtnick. 80s music fans will maybe recognize that A&M artist. He did a great song called Perfect World, co-wrote that one, I believe, with Tony Okay, another great artist. And we started it off with, believe it or not, the Guess Who. Unbelievable, but hope you like that song. Very Jellyfish-esque. The King. So a little power pop, a little two-song power pop set there. Now we're going to move on to another two-song set that starts off with a fantastic, I use that word a lot, I know, but just an excellent song called Panoramic View. It's the brand new single from AWOL Nation. And no matter what you think of AWOL Nation, this song is so good. Hope you enjoy it. Here they are on the Obvious Popcast, or here he is, I should say, AWOL Nation with Panoramic View.
I hurt my head, it's personal. I'm bleeding blue with panoramic view. My taste in you is personal. Look, my no hands in panoramic view. Thank you.
Hands on. for we know the sun gives way as the night begins to play.
Heaven's got the moon and star.
Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on love. Heaven's got the moon and stars. Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on love. Heaven's got the moon and stars. Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on love. Heaven's got the moon and stars. Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on
All right. Well, we just heard from the Mavericks with their new song, Moon and Stars. I like the Mavericks, especially that Latino feel that they have. And I thought that song was beautiful. I heard it and I couldn't get it out of my head. And I'm like, well, that's not the typical thing I would play on the Obvious Popcast. But I'll tell you what, I just find myself humming that tune over and over. I love that song. I think it's beautiful. And of course, before that, we heard AWOL Nation with Panoramic View. Not the Panoramic View from the 80s by Baxter Robinson, which is also a great, quirky new wave song. Now, we're going to have a very quirky and weird set. We've got three songs coming up. And they're very different, very unusual. I love them. And of course, I had to play this next song just based on the song title. It is called Pants. And those of you who know the Obvious Popcast and know me, Dr. Tony Shore, I used to do a show called The A-Zone out of Nashville when I lived there, alternative music. And we'd always have these drops during the show. About pants and jokes about pants, because pants are funny. It's funny. And here he is, Aaron Lee Tazian. Or Tazian? I think that's how you say it. Aaron Lee Tazian. It's T-A-S-J-A-N. I've played a song or two of his in the past on the show, but he has a brand new album called Stellar Evolution, and there's three or four just really fun songs on there. I like this one. This one is actually called Pants, as I mentioned, and I think you're going to like it. Check it out. And then a couple of quirky tunes after that as well, right here on the Obvious Popcast.
Everybody seems so bored, yeah, they're so advanced. I'm laying down on a chaise longue, writing songs about pants. Dress me up or dress me down, painted jeans or a ballroom gown. I know what it means to be a man. The world will try to weigh you out, so to pictures on the bathroom wall. My life is like a movie on TV. But I'm in the commercial and they're selling me. In this world we'll try to weigh you.
Some help putting on your pants at this point in the show. Here's Kathy with some advice.
Lie on your right side and support your torso with your hands and your tummy with a pillow if you need it. Pull your left knee to your shoulder. Here we go. Pull it up. Beautiful.
Only according to that maxim whereby you can at the same time will that it should be the only exception to the universal law.
Never.
All right, ATM by Bodega. I just discovered this band. Really, it's their first fully realized album. Just came out. It's called Our Brand Could Be Your Life. And your is just YR, but Our Brand Could Be Your Life. I love that. Talking about the drawbacks of capitalism. They're a New York indie band. I love that tune. Before that, we heard Matt Berry with Blankety Blank. It's a television theme song. He's an English artist, very, very odd artist, very eclectic, really all over the place with his music and styles. I've been really getting into Matt Berry. I know my friend Chris Hauser said he's really into Matt Berry as well. I'd never heard of him until recently. You're listening to episode 64 of the Obvious Popcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore. And we've got a lot of music left. We have one more full set, three songs. Again, a theme, and these are not new songs. These are a throwback, and three quirky, fun English artists with three great songs. Love them. We're going to start off with Brian Ferry and the title track from his album, Let's Stick Together, on the Obvious Popcast.
Glass. in his world.
Making Plans for Nigel. That's XTC from the Drums and Wires project. Three bands from England right there, Brian Ferry, Nick Lowe, and XTC. What a great way to wrap up episode 64 of the Obvious Popcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore. It's been a fun one. I hope you enjoyed the music. Would love to hear any feedback you have. You can comment and reach us via the website, which is obviouspop.com. And that does it for episode 64 of the Obvious Popcast. I'm Dr. Tony Shore. I really appreciate you listening.
5% Jim does not endorse, support, or encourage anything Dr. Tony Shore said or did during the 80s. 5% Jim has no idea what Dr. Tony Shore means by the term jacked, but does guarantee quality fitness, workout, and fitness regimen, including the best nutrient supplements and protein shakes. 5% Jim and Dr. Tony Shore are not affiliated with the SEC, DOL, NSACIA, or any other government agency. Mason, Derek, and Adam approved. In Scott, we trust.
Okay, I think we got it.
Stop the tape.